75, I guess. And my father and a friend took him to Memphis. And they carried him to a very wonderful place to dine, where the meal was served in courses. And he was very polite. He just had the old Southern gentleman style of politeness. But it was his remarks that were so wonderful. So Daddy was waiting to see what Uncle Billy would say. And after the soup course, and while they were chatting, Daddy said, "Well, Uncle Bill, is there anything else you'd like to have?" And he said, "Well, Frank, that's just a little scant. May I have another regular?" So we have always laughed about that. And one of his sons had been only to Jackson. That's only 35 miles from here. And they lived east of town, too, between here and Hornsby. And he came cross-country on foot from Jackson. He walked every step of the way, and all the terrain was so unfamiliar. And when he got on the high peak and looked down in the valley and saw their farmhouse, he says, "I just said, thank God I'm in Tennessee to live and die forevermore." Now that was his scope.
Oh, I see. But
from the unfamiliar back to the familiar.
But despite the lack of communications, politics, even national
well,
politics,
now
very
see,
much...
You forget that the trains and the stagecoach routes, in fact, I think they had better service than we have now in our modern time. And they had newspapers, daily newspapers, even in stagecoach days, and the weeklies. They had the weeklies and all the good magazines. And they would read, and for those that could not read, the gathering place was the pot-bellied stove.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they talked about the politics and all.
And did you hear in the 60s, we heard so much about the words law and order. Did you hear that as a child? Was that a concern of people, and what would they say about it?
Yes, I think it's always been a concern in our nation, in any nation.
Mm-hmm. How would it be spoken of? How would it be applied?
Well, that's what I'm trying. Well, now we had a constable. And I remember this was not the usual, but we did have, at one time, some desperados that came to town. They were an unsavory element. And he deputized two men, and I remember them mounting the horses and chasing them down the railroad and overtaking them and taking them to jail, and that made quite an impression on me.
How would people, yes, I should think, it would be very dramatic. How would people speak of that term? How would they use it in a sentence, for example?
Well, law and order prevailed.
I see. Is that how they would respond?
They would
have
responded to it that way.
Mm-hmm. So it's been really something to be respected.
Always. You always respected.
And
rules and regulations, because it in the early days it was a mill town, and women and children did not go to town on Saturday because the mill element, the rough element, came to town.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Were there any serious crimes like murder? And